Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's that time, 1 o'clock on a Vodka Red Bull Friday.
Thank you, sir.
It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Phone lines are already popping. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I'm going right to the phones. I called
dibs. I thought you were going to ask the first question.
I know, but I want to let the callers get in here. Because my question is very, very precise, very exacting. It's going to put a mental toll on you. So I want to
You think so?
I want to let Joe start.
Joe, what's up, brother?
Gambit DC listener line, you are on. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got you, dude.
All right, thanks. I appreciate this. I love this segment. One of my things was I'm a huge Skins fan. I love the 91 team. My favorite game was that Super Bowl win. But my second favorite game was that 1990 game where basically we got Buddy Ryan fired from the Eagles. So here's my question. I wonder if B. Mitch could give me a nugget from the game. And two, am I wrong or did he almost break a punt return in that game, but some guy was just grabbing on his hips and eventually got him down at the end? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Well, a nugget from that game, I think the first game set the tone when they hurt a lot of people. And I think they were just happy about that. But I think that set us for the next year or two to come, because in 1990, you know, we lost that game. Everybody could know that's the infamous body bag game. But it got us ready for the playoff. We knocked the Eagles out the playoff. And Coach Gibbs, who many people see as this very, very nice, you know, gentleman, he was highly pissed off after that game. And I think every time he talked about Buddy Ryan and every time the Eagles came up, we knew how serious he was. So that was the jump start of the whole thing for the next year, 91, when we went to the Super Bowl. That game in 1990, Monday Night Football, which everyone knows is a body bag game, it jump started the next 2 years of that football team.
There you go. Let's go to
– and, yes, I did almost break one, but they wouldn't let go.
Let's go to Kevin in Warrington. Kevin, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Kev?
Question. Who can drink more bourbon? B. Mitch, JP, or Bob Biagi?
Oh, bringing Biagi in.
Well, I know I could beat JP. I don't know about Bob Biagi yet.
Listen, I mean, the only person that can compete with B. Mitch in really in any drinking capacity is Mitch Tischler.
And that's beer.
He can drink bourbon, too.
I never seen Mitch just go away from the beer, though.
Yeah, he drinks bourbon, dude. I
might not want to deal with him because he has more storage space than I do.
Do you think? I bet he could drink more beer than
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
I had learned.
Now, if we're eating some spicy seafood in Louisiana, I might take him down.
Yeah, that's true. When we finally get. Where's our guy with our crawfish, by the way? What happened to that dude?
We lost that deal that day. I think crawfish are almost a little too hard. They're about to go out of season soon.
Nobody. I mean this sincerely. Biagi can hold his bourbon, but nobody can drink bourbon like this man. Like, Beanitz, you're the only person on earth that gets better at golf the more bourbon you consume.
Because you start focusing a little more.
Sure, that's what happens. Let's go to Smitty and Laurel. Smitty, what's up, man? Ask Beanitz anything.
What's up, JP, and my good friend Brian Mitchell?
What's up?
It's a monsoon out here, JP.
It is. It's raining, man.
Smitty, I'm looking outside right now, bro, and there's some dry spots on the sidewalk. You and Cody killing me with this monsoon thing.
But anyway, Brother Brian Mitchell, who was your that one favorite teammate that you just love to play with? Not on the Skins only, not Giants or Philly, on the Skins only. Who's that teammate, that one guy you just love to play with?
I have two of them. I said my first guy here would be Ernest Biner, because that guy, not only was he fun, he taught me how to be a pro. And then I would also go to my next buddy, Leslie Shepard, who basically he taught me a lot about D.C. And we kicked it. We were always together, whether we were at practice, outside of practice. Our families got together, and we're still good friends. You know, those two dudes weren't just teammates. Those dudes became like brothers, you know what I'm saying?
And yes,
Shep taught me a lot, and everybody asked me about Go-Go and all that stuff. Leslie Shepard was the reason I went to Go-Go's and we began to be really into the D.C. genre.
I thought like you would say Raven Caldwell. You always talk about Raven.
Yeah, Raven is another, but it's like he asked me the tops.
And yeah, I think that's cool.
If I go, Raven probably be the third person, because he the reason that I started drinking again. I stopped drinking when I got here. I thought all athletes didn't drink because they were just in great shape. And Raven was like, what?
Let's
Where
go.
The hell you get that information from?
Let's get another one in here. Lance in Calvert, you are on with B. Mitch and Finley. Ask B. Mitch anything.
What's up, Lance?
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm a pilot. I was wondering if you know that there's a point on an arrival coming to Dulles that's named after you.
You know what? Someone mentioned that to me one time. So
what does that mean?
I forgot exactly what they said. Can you explain it?
Sure. So when you're flying into major airports, they have these things called stars. They're basically set arrivals so that you don't have airplanes coming from every single direction into an airport. So you come in through a certain point, and each one of those stars is named. And the one of the ones coming into D.C., into Dulles, is called the Gibbs 4 Arrival. So each point has to have a five-letter name to it so that it goes into our computers correctly. And there's several names that you recognize. Some of them I don't, but I'll give you the ones that I do. So obviously Gibbs with a Z, and then there's Theismann, and there's B-Mitch, B-M-I-C-H. There's Monk with two Ks.
Wow.
Mosley. M-O-S-L-E, kicker. And then there's a Mike J. Would you have any idea who Mike J might be?
Michael Jordan. I don't know. He was here. I doubt that's it.
Yeah.
That's wild. I had no idea.
That's cool. So it's B-Mitch, yeah. B-M-I-C-H.
Because it has to be five letters.
Okay. Cool.
That's a great.
That's correct. Yeah, and it's called the Gibbs 4 Arrival, and you may have actually flown in on it when you've come back in. If you've ever flown into Dulles from the west, it comes in over Morgantown, West Virginia.
I'll be flying in about a week or two, and I'm going to ask the pilot when I get on the plane. I'm saying, we're going to be going past B-Mitch.
What is it, B-Mitch Point?
Yeah, it's a point called B-Mitch, but the arrival is called the Gibbs 4 Arrival. So if you're doing the Gibbs 4 Arrival, you will be going across the point called B-Mitch, and we cross that at 9,000 feet on our way into Dulles.
All right, cool.
That is really cool.
Hey, that taught me something today. Appreciate you, man.
That is really cool. I'm going to keep the phones going. The phones are...
I bet you nobody can say that they have a point at the airport.
Listen, between me, you, Landfill, and Cody, you're definitely the only one. I know that much.
We have one between the group.
Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up, man? Ask B. Mitch anything.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, Brian Mitch, I have a question for you, man.
What
would you say maybe the top three things that you look for in a head NFL coach? What are the three qualities that you'd look for to have a great NFL coach?
I think for me, I look at the first of all, the leadership quality. And what I mean by leadership is making guys do stuff when they don't want to do it. I think that's how Coach Gibbs was, definitely for me. Also, you heard us talking a little bit earlier about maturity. And I think maturity is when you have to be a coach where it's not just about what you say. It's about you have to be able to listen to people as well. Another thing that Coach Gibbs did. And then you have to be a person who can take those X's and O's and make sure that the people can understand what you're trying to present to get it to work for you. You know, I think the first two things are things that make you not only a good coach but a very good person as well. But the last thing is that, you know what, you can't just be a guy who say, I can draw it on the paper, but you don't know how to make sure we understand what it's supposed to be on the field.
Good answer there.
You have a great weekend.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you, Eddie. Let's go to Bernie. Bernie, you're on the Gambit DC listener line. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Bernie, you up?
Bernie? Weekend at Bernie's? I think it's Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's.
That would be fun.
That explains why he couldn't speak. Let's go to Steve in Rockville. Steve, what's up, man?
Steve, what's up, brother?
Time to ask B. Mitch anything.
Yeah, man, I think Bernie got a head start on the weekend. B. Mitch, I want to see if you remember this play. I don't think I'm making this up in my head, but I remember, I think it was the Super Bowl year, and it was either a kick return or a punt return. It was an awesome play. It was in Dallas. And I'll never forget, you walked right over to the Dallas bench and just jawed at them. And the camera was right on you. And their look on their faces, they were all just sitting there in shock. They couldn't believe it. Do you remember that play?
I can say I remember that in a lot of different games. And the Dallas game, I do remember that too, because I was kind of a talker.
And nah, not you.
That got me highly motivated, and I knew every time I said something that the sidelines of the other team, they started doing. Like, I found out later on people were putting bounties on me and everything else, and I've always felt when you are focused on doing something individual, you end up screwing up what you're supposed to be doing as a team. And it never worked for them because nobody got paid their bounties. I finished all my games. So yes, I do remember that, and I remember a few more of them. I did the Eagles all the time before I went there.
I wanted to ask – I know it's Ask B. Mitch Anything, but I wanted to ask Landfill a quick question.
That's my homie. We're partners in crime.
I know you are. I just wanted to ask if Landfill is surprised that you were a bit of a talker in your playing days.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
No.
That does not seem
B. Mitch talking a lot? No.
B. Mitch randomly threatening people?
But, hey, I don't think we could put the stuff on air, though.
No, certainly not.
Because I had a eclectic way of speaking.
Ooh, this sounds like a challenge where the only loser is going to be me. But Bob Biagi has texted in and said he thinks I can drink more bourbon than you.
I think all we need, Bob, you take care of the Uber, and JP and I are going to go do this.
I mean, there's a liquor store downstairs. We can settle this after the show.
We need an Uber.
Listen, we need a couple Ubers going different points.
Different directions.
East and west.
You're going over what? Bethesda area?
If you give me specifically Tito's.
No, he said bourbon.
I know. Dude, Biagi, I love you. I can't drink more bourbon than you. Like, I know it in my bones. Let's keep these phone lines going.
I think Bob may know some things that we don't know. So, Bob, if you got some extra information we need to know, we would
maybe
love to hear.
Maybe he's got the secret weapon. Let's go to Paulie in Norfolk. Paulie wants to ask B. Mitch a question. Paulie, what's up, buddy?
Oh, Lord.
Big bro.
What's up, man?
JP, what's going on, man? How
y'all doing? Buddy?
We're good, man. Hey, how you been?
I've been all right, man. I got a couple questions. So I'm going to be quick. Hey, my first one is the body bag game. I know it was like kind of mop-up time or whatever, but the fact that you played quarterback and you moved the team downfield, did that give you any type of self-validation? Like, I know I could play quarterback in this league if I was given the opportunity.
Yes, it did. But I also knew that it was going to be a lot more work. And at that time, I wasn't that dedicated into having to be in those meetings all the time. So I think it worked out for the best.
And the second one is, man, hey, I tweeted you a picture of myself at my favorite place, Johnny Boys, over the weekend. And you know, down here in the 757, man, we love the grill. You know what I mean? We love them good barbecue food.
You tweeted it to me this weekend?
Yeah, I tweeted you a picture.
Okay, let me find
it. Me and Johnny Boys.
You at Johnny Boys, huh? So
me and Johnny Boys with a thumbs up. And I always tell everybody from this area, man, y'all go up there, you got to hit Johnny Boy ribs up.
I will take that to heart. Thank you for the call, Paulie. Right. Appreciate you, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
I'm trying to find where Paulie sent this.
Next time I go down there, I'll find Johnny Boys. I believe Paulie knows his ribs. One more call here. Let's go to Keith in La Plata. Keith, ask B. Mitch anything.
Yes, sir. Brian Mitchell, JP Penner. How you guys doing?
Good, doing great,
doing?
Buddy.
Hey, B. Mitch.
Yo.
Now, you talking about Leslie Shepard. I went to high school with the man. You tell me what high school you went to since you know him.
I forgot what high school Shep went to.
La Plata?
No, he didn't go to La Plata.
No. He was from PG County.
No, he didn't go to La Plata.
No, he's from PG County.
I can't remember the high school, bro.
Forestville.
That's right, Forestville.
Forestville.
Yeah. Yep, he was a Forestville Knight.
Yep.
And all right.
Yep.
Thank you, Keith.
So have a good weekend. What kind of fun y'all had in high school? Oh, he's gone. Damn.
I just got this one tweeted at me. From Dwayne. He wants to know what B. Mitch's top two cologne choices are.
Oh, man.
Because you always wear it, even to just sit in a studio with me all day.
Spice Bomb?
Spice Bomb? That sounds like Sex Panther.
Hey. It works.
Spice Bomb sounds like a weird kind of curry at like a trendy hipster Indian restaurant.
That's a good one. Spice Bomb is one. And then I also like the Jimmy Choo Man Ice.
Jimmy Choo makes women's shoes.
Jimmy Choo Man Ice comes in a white little bottle. I like that too.
This is, I never thought I'd ask you this, but I assume this is a real question. This is a follow-up from Dwayne. He says, do you like Aventus by Creed?
Yes, I do.
Good.
I do.
Glad to know it.
And see, the thing about it, JP doesn't understand this, but I try to make sure he understands. You got to wear a little something, man, every once in a while, brother.
I wear deodorant, Ryan.
Deodorant is not at all, man.
I get the fresh spring scent.
You make your deodorant work overtime, though. Dude, you and Gary Williams, boy, y'all should be good friends.
I tried to get him to play golf with me next week, but he's still at the beach.
He said he don't want you to sweat out the golf tournament.
I have a real question for you, Brian. I need your advice. You're much older than me.
Okay.
You're somewhat wiser than me.
Wait. That much older stuff has to stop because I look younger than you. Somebody, when we took that picture over there with our man John Leahy, they say, why does B. Mitch look way younger than JP?
You do. You look younger now than you did when you were 19.
Yeah, because I had a bush
and
a mustache.
In the number one Raging Cajun photo, you look like you were 45, and now you look like you're 35. And I am 39. I probably look
Benjamin
like I'm about
Button.
I look like I'm about 42, but when I put a bunch of makeup on for Channel 4, I think I look about my age. When I have a clean shave and my hair combed.
I think you're giving yourself a lot of credit by saying 42. I think you ought to add like 3 or 4 to that.
You think I look 45?
Nah, I'm just messing with you.
What, yeah. Lamphill?
Well, look, Walter from Alexandria called in, and he asked me to ask B. Mitch a question.
What's that?
He said, B. Mitch, if the Washington football team has John Riggins running behind the hogs and they're on the 3-yard line, what are they getting ready to do?
They're going to run 40 gut, or they're going to run the 60 power, and it's going to be a touchdown, baby.
That was his question.
Why didn't Walter want to ask the question? Lamphill, next time he calls in, tell Walter I have a question for him via you.
Okay.
And ask him why he didn't ask the question himself.
Fascinating.
Well, you just asked it to him because he'd listen to us.
Well, Walter, call back, because my question is actually a deep dive. I need your wisdom.
I don't know how they have Paulie say sin. I can't find what he claimed he sent me.
Mitch, do you know how many tweets you get?
Oh,
he said
go.
This is from last
go.
Week.
No, he said from the weekend. So, I mean, I got him. No, I got him.
So you're an incredible person. You just spent all that time searching out that picture to see.
Yeah, because I know he has sent some other stuff to you telling you that you, instead of wearing, you're not wearing shorts, you're wearing swimming trunks.
They're not swim trunks.
Yeah, if they got a line.
I'm wearing them right now.
Them swim trunks.
I'm wearing them right now.
Those are swim trunks.
Can you get AJ Ataye on the phone to explain to Brian that these are not swim trunks? Lamphill, how much money would it take for you to call AJ Ataye?
I mean, more than you have.
I'm just going to say this. AJ and Stallion are like in the same, they ride the same bus.
Somebody on Twitter,
hold on. No, they're not. AJ's 1,000 times smarter than Stallion.
Not necessarily.
Yes, he is.
Certain aspects of No.
Listen, he is 1 million times smarter than Stallion.
Hey, but how y'all going to just talk about Stallion, right?
He's too dumb to realize we're talking about him.
So, Bilo Bickerstaff works at the Mercedes. I assume he's at Mercedes-Benz of Arlington. He wants us to come see him. And I said, sure, I'd love to come. He says, B. Mitch is welcome too, just no fish in the microwave.
My fish don't stink. But if you're inviting,
hold on.
What's his name again?
Bilo.
If you're inviting us to Mercedes, you have to give us a Mercedes for the weekend.
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
And I would say GLS, like 650, 65.
I'll take just a cool Benz for the weekend. I'm not specifying. You drive a Benz, so you want a specific one.
Yeah.
I drive a Toyota, which I love. But I'll just take a Benz.
And we're going to have Lamphill drive.
Lamphill drives. Ahmed says he'll buy a bottle of Pappy for this drinking contest.
Hell yeah, let's
Things
do it.
Are coming
let's
together.
Let's go it.
All right, when we return, my question for Ask B. Mitch Anything.
What?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out B-Mitch for buying Five Guys. Shout out Cody Betts for running to Five Guys in the rain and picking it up.
It don't damn rain out there.
It's raining, dude.
No, it's not.
I don't know how you...
It was raining earlier, but it's not raining now.
Of all your feisty competitiveness, trying to say it's not raining when it's raining is next level.
It's not raining right now. It wasn't raining when he went to the what's called.
Was it raining, Cody?
Yes, it was raining.
Yeah.
You mean drizzling? Misting.
Still raining. That is still rain.
There's water falling from the sky. If you come inside and you're a little wet, then it was raining. If you come inside and you're just as dry as you were and you went outside, no, it's not raining.
All right, there's a couple things we need to take care of outside of this absurd raining argument.
We're literally arguing about if it's raining. Damn Nile River outside.
It might not be raining as hard, outside. But it's still raining. It's still raining.
I listen, bro. See, I know you didn't really play football. You don't understand certain levels of stuff, and that's not considered rain. That's mist.
I love your competitiveness and feistiness.
It's not competitiveness. It's just the way I was raised and I grew up like this. My coaches would, you fumble the ball in this, run it all day.
I'm not suggesting anybody should be excused for fumbling in this. All I did was say thank you to Cody for going to get the food in the rain. You said thank you to Cody for going to get the food. I just added the in the rain part.
But it's not in the rain.
Did you fumble while you were running to get that food, Cody?
I secured the bag.
There you go. Way to work.
Landfill has proof. Landfill is crushing French fries as we speak because Cody secured
the bag. The bottom
of that bag
is like greasy.
Five Guys is the GOAT, I'm telling you. Five Guys is the GOAT, and I don't care that you guys make fun of the size cheeseburger I order. It's fantastic.
The little cheeseburger.
It's just a cheeseburger. I don't understand why it's little. I'd like a cheeseburger. That's what they give me. It's a bun and meat and cheese.
He gets two happy meals. He goes to the store. It's him, his wife, and his two daughters. He gets a big sandwich, and then he gets a happy meal for the other three, him and his two daughters.
Kind of like the Happy Meal. Not going to lie to you. It's the right size. It's the right size. So, I tell you what. You're leading me to my question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pizza night at the Finley House tonight. I'm very, very excited. Okay? We're having our friends over, the Birds and the Kellys. Be great. The kids will run around. I'm going to slam Tito's till I fall asleep. That's my plan. However, I have a dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
My favorite pizza place in D.C., maybe in the world, Vache. There's one in Cleveland Park. There's one in Bethesda. You've heard me talk about it. Mm-hmm. I think I brought it in when we were back at the studio in Bethesda. Great, great pizza. Great, great pizza. Nobody's paying me for any of this, by the way. I pay them for the pizza because it's that good. I love their pizza. But my boy Gibbs Fogarty, Gibbs and Rob Fogarty, keep posting on their Instagram about this place, Little Beast, in Chevy Chase, right at like Chevy Chase Circle.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this Detroit-style pizza, which I've been hearing everybody talk about. And I asked Lauren, I asked my wife, all right, what if we try this place tonight? She's like, well, it looks good, but I don't know if the kids will eat that. Shouldn't we just get Vache? She kind of just wants to play the hits because we're having people over.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm willing to maybe roll the dice, try something new.
Roll the dice by yourself. Don't roll the dice when you have guests.
So just stick to Vache. Play the hits.
Now, I would say stick to Vache for the most part, but go get one thing for like the adults from the other place. Because the kids don't care. What's new?
The kids might order from Domino's.
They like what they like.
Right. The kids want just plain cheese.
Yeah. So I think if you were to go get Vache, you know that's going to work. But you say, hey, I want you to try this. This is Detroit style. And if they don't like it, you do have food that they can still eat and be filling.
Is it overkill? So my ride home, I can go a couple different routes depending on the rain
and traffic.
Two. Right.
What time is the dinner?
It's little kids, so we're going to be eating relatively early.
Five?
Yeah. Something
so
like
you
that.
you can go wherever in this area in 3 hours.
My thought is I drive home, I go up Connecticut, pick up a Detroit pizza. And I think to do it right, to get an honest assessment, I just get one of the classic cheese. I just get a classic, right? And then I'll go to Vache, pick up the pizza for everybody,
and then
go home.
You're giving the Detroit-style pizza to the adults, right?
Yeah.
So, no, they don't want no damn cheese pizza. They want some meat and something on it.
See, I think to judge a pizza fairly, you have to just get a plain to know if it's good.
I don't buy that. I think cheese pizza to me says kids.
Why don't you bring the Detroit style pizza in here? We'll all try it. It'll be a ill segment.
Well, don't bring it in if it's just cheese.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, add some meat to it. We like meat.
Hold on, you don't like cheese pizza, Landfill?
I have never liked cheese pizza. Even when I was a kid, I didn't like cheese pizza.
I like toppings.
To quote the great Mike Lynch, he has said, you don't put a mustache on the Mona Lisa. Cheese pizza is pizza in its purest form.
It's not no damn Mona Lisa. It's left for things to be desired. It's a Mona Lisa without any curves.
So what is your go-to pizza order?
It ain't going to be no damn just a cheese pizza.
So what is it?
My go-to is
you want one of those weird duck pizzas?
No, I want a meat lover's pizza. I want any type of meat you got in your damn store, I want it on there. Then I'll throw some jalapenos on there as well.
I like cheese pizza. How lame is that?
What I'm starting to learn is we always like joke and we say you're a kid, but we find out that you are just a big kid.
I did just order a little cheeseburger.
A little cheeseburger, and now you want
a cheese
pizza.
But if you're trying a new pizza place, you've got to try the cheese. That's the concept.
That's right. You need a baseline.
First of all, you're going to taste the cheese no matter what the hell type of pizza you
get. Yeah, but dude, if you have pepperoni and sausage on a pizza, that takes over the pizza. And often that's good, but it's not a baseline.
I went to Miami. Okay, and my buddy Leon Duncan took me to this pizza spot that stays open all the time. It's this Italian place. I forgot the part I'm not Miami in. And the guy was talking, and one guy was saying, he told me to get the pepperoni, and then the other one was the sausage pizza. The best ones in the house, he stated. He is known for his pizzas. He didn't say, you should just get the cheese pizza, and it's going to be the classic. No, you get the damn pizza with what you like on it.
What if I like cheese pizza?
Okay, get a half for yourself. See, this is the problem.
Not only are you a big kid, you can blame it on my wife.
You're selfish.
I used to like meat fiesta and everything, but Lauren likes cheese, and my daughters like cheese, so sometimes I just get cheese.
No, I'm not going to blame nothing on your wife. If you like meat, you get what you like. If my wife likes cheese, I'm going to bring her a cheese pizza, and I'm going to bring me a damn meat lover's pizza. I'm not going to just fall into it because that's what they like. I don't like that. I want to get what I like.
All right. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. I don't know that we've made a lot of progress.
Send him some extra money so he can get an extra piece, the right piece for the adults. I mean, the kids might want cheese pizza. The adults don't want no damn cheese pizza.
There are plenty of adults out there that like cheese pizza. Sadly, I think Cody Betts is my only ally
but
here.
He's not an adult.
And this kid doesn't know how to eat anything.
I like cheese pizza, but that's not my go-to. I'm sorry.
But why? If you're going to get cheese pizza, why don't you just get, like, the cheese sticks? You know, yeah. What's the point?
I mean,
it's
you
cheaper.
You want cheese.
I love cheese. Are you guys really... If I brought a cheese pizza in here, you guys wouldn't eat it?
No.
I probably won't.
If you brought a cheese pizza in here, Beamich and I would order, like, a real pizza.
I want to go on record. If I brought a cheese pizza in here... He's stubborn enough not to eat it. I understand that about Brian. Landfill would absolutely eat a slice of it.
Nope. Not going to happen.
But see, the whole thing about it, let's break it down. If you put one thing in front of somebody and they're hungry, they probably would eat it. But if you give me a choice, that damn cheese piece is going to be hard cheese.
What does that mean?
It's going to sit there and it's going to get hard after sitting there a long time and we're not going to eat it.
All right, I legit don't think we've made any progress towards my decision.
We made progress. You should go and get the pizza, the one pizza for the adults. So get some stuff on it.
So if I just brought pepperoni, you think that's cool?
That's better than damn coming. No, I don't mean you go buy a pepperoni and then cook it at your house and put it on the pizza. I mean get
no,
the pepperoni.
No, like I could get a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, something like that.
And then all of this conversation could have been avoided.
Could have been avoided. And that's what we tried to say from the beginning.
I like cheese pizza.
So the whole thing had nothing to do with the kids. You saw you tried to
no,
say
No, I was seeing
kids.
if I should try the new restaurant
JP,
or
no,
go to the
no.
classic restaurant.
All you should have said is, I want to try the cheese pizza, but I'm trying to... You kept saying the kids. You were trying to find a scapegoat.
I'm not... No. Listen, Twitter, everybody loves hearing me say Twitter and tweets, is backing me up. Coach Hug says, if you don't like cheese pizza, how can you like the other pizzas? They are just cheese pizzas with toppings on them. That's pizza, like it's like if you're building a house, like you still have to lay the foundation of the house. Doesn't matter if you build a brick house, a stone house, a wood house.
Okay.
You still need a foundation of a house.
So I'm going to ask you the question. And what's the name? Coach who?
Coach Hug.
I'm going to ask his ass a question, too. Would you just live on the damn foundation and not put the rest of the house around the foundation?
Exactly.
Okay? So shut the hell up. A cheese pizza is an undamn finished pizza. That's what it is.
Cheese pizza is a house without furniture.
It's a foundation of a house.
No electricity.
So lay your ass on the foundation.
No running water.
I'm going to get walls. I'm going to get a roof. I'm going to have like stuff on my wall.
Air conditioning.
I'm going to put carpet on my floor and all that. I'm going to
eating in the winter.
The hell, try to only compare stuff. No, it's not a damn whole pizza. That's why it looks like that. It looks naked all the damn time. You get a cheese pizza, you're like, what the hell? So when you look at a cheese pizza, don't you be like, something missing. Don't you think that? Come on, man, please. Coach Hugs, man, I like you, man. Love you, but nah, man, uh-uh. I'm not living on no damn foundation.
That accelerated. That the Benz you want to drive probably goes as fast as you just did on the cheese pizza.
I was smiling the whole time.
Coming up next, it is time. Maybe this is the week it hits, boys.
Maybe. Let's find out what the hell he ate.
Well, first, we're going to find out. Cody Betts tried a new food. Let's find out what it is. I sure as hell
it's
hope
not
it's not
new
cheese
to
pizza.
All of y'all, but it's new to him.
I hope it's not cheese pizza. Otherwise, Mount Vesuvius might erupt again. And time for the, I don't even know how many people we got participating these days, but the weekend parlay.
Oh, I got, I'm at, he's in his already.
All right. That's coming next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby! Ready for this weekend. You know how many days we work this week? Five. 5 days this week, Brian.
I'm at six.
Six?
I started Sunday.
What'd you do Sunday?
I worked.
Okay. Listen, you'll argue about rain. I'm not arguing with you about what day it you worked.
Yeah, man. We started, so I would go all the way back Saturday. That's what I was working. I was on the golf course working. Trying to get paid.
Uh-oh, Coach Hug responded, I think.
What do you say?
I don't know. We're not getting into that. We're not getting back into that. Somebody, Hen, just tweeted me asking if I've listened to the new Migos album. He says it's damn good, and he knows I love hip-hop. I have not, and I'll do that this weekend. Okay. I did listen to Rosenberg's album, The Real Late.
I did at Potomac Shores.
All right, a couple things to a little house cleaning before Grant and Danny take over at 2 p.m., make sure you listen to those guys. Cody Betts eats nothing ever. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
hamburgers.
He just tried lettuce for the first time within the last two months.
A few weeks ago.
You're 24, 25 years old?
I had that at 22. It was jalapenos I had at a couple weeks ago.
And this is the guy that
on his dating
profile, he says he loves to eat. And then
trying new places.
Lettuce is exotic.
Yeah, I think you need to take. You need to take that off of your thing. It may be misread.
So I walk in this morning, and Cody Betts is quite excited. He says, hey, guess what food I tried? And I said, you know what, Cody? Let's save this for live on the air. Give us a hint.
But you don't know.
I don't know. Do you?
No.
Landfill does, I believe.
I do know.
And Landfill is very good at giving hints. So should we have Landfill give the hint and let us guess?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a hint. It's not pasta primavera.
Is that a hint?
Okay. You can buy this food in a can.
Beef stroganoff.
I've had that, but no.
Some type of, what's it called? Some moles?
Some moles?
Cheerios?
No. It's a little, the pasta with the little pieces of meat. What's it?
SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs, is that?
It is not SpaghettiOs.
Okay. I love SpaghettiOs, though.
I was raised on SpaghettiOs.
We know now. We figured it out finally. So
Beefarino?
He's a kid.
No.
It's a main dish.
This product could be farm-raised.
Salmon?
Eggs? Salmon?
Salmon.
First time in your life you tried salmon.
Fantastic.
Wait.
You're 24 years old?
No, 25 now. It wasn't in a can. It was fresh.
Okay.
Did you say salmon gets served in a can?
I said you can buy it in a can.
Sounds really gross.
You might not like it, but did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. It had some like crab on top of it, crab meat. It was fantastic.
So
crab
clearly, where you were at a restaurant.
No, my mom made it for me.
Oh, that's nice.
My mom delightful. Made it
for me. Why don't you cook for your mom tonight?
Okay, I will. Just for her.
What do you
cook? And what you going to cook for?
Burgers?
No.
Something I can put in the oven maybe?
No,
400 for 30
take
minutes?
Take your mom out to eat. Don't cook for her.
Okay, I'll do that.
That would be a better thing. If you cook for her, she might be like, what the hell is this?
Cody, take your mama out all night.
Landfill, it's kind of weird, dude. Listen, let's settle up the bets. Just play the hurdle here first sound. Let's just try to keep it moving.
Oh, God.
That was weird.
You got to show her what it's all about.
Landfill, cut it out, dude.
I don't know the rest of the words to that song.
All right, let's do this before Landfill gets us all thrown off. I was awful this week. I believe I went 0-2-1. Is that accurate?
Something like that. One of my bets didn't actually happen because of a technical mishap with the FanDuel app, and then I had the Nats in a parlay last night, and they got rained out.
So what was the score?
So that's another minus 2.5?
I don't think so.
What was the point spread in the Bucks game last night?
I think it moved. It was eventually 5.5. It was probably like 2 or something.
So if the Bucks covered, then I think I won. No, I have no idea. The Clippers didn't. I think I went
0-4.
That's what you went, Cody?
No, that's what you went actually 0 and
No, because
two and a half.
So yeah, so, I went 0 and 2.5.
Yeah, you did a bet last night.
I did a parlay.
Yeah,
my first
2.5 and 1.
Oh, 2.5 and 1, correct.
Okay, where did I go then? Since who is this dude called that tells us what
you
we
went
did?
2-1 and 1.
2-1
That's
and 1?
A big win for Brian.
Yeah, B. Mitch won that one.
I think he ran away with the week.
What did I go, Cody?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how to decipher this. How many parlays did you do?
I did 3.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, 2 of them didn't even count.
Don't give me that. Get at the landfill. That going, that's
it's like
going
0-1.5
on our parlay.
I am paying Brian the
give
5
that to
bucks
landfill.
He
that's
is
our parlay.
Owed.
That goes for the parlay.
We're
going to
put it on the parlay.
25.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right, so what are the picks for the parlay? Cody just got a hot tip from his boyfriend on Twitter.
That's his bookie.
That's...
Yeah, we're actually currently on a Google Doc together right now. This is really weird.
You and your boyfriend, Pablo?
I mean, he tracks all of our stuff. Like, I can tell you your win percentage.
Pablo keeps track of all this?
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
See, this is why I was telling Cody about the song.
We have so many... We have so many producers on this show. It's amazing.
Well, I tell you what. Tell Pablo I appreciate it. I didn't know he keeps track of all this. Hey, I assume
Pablo,
one of you two kept
no,
track of
Pablo,
absolutely
not. Pablo and Amit, man, they got it going, man.
All right, so we got to make picks. We're running out of time.
All right, JP's pick, he was the last person to get it in, but his pick, nonetheless, was the Suns and the Nuggets. He's taking the under 223.5. That is minus 110. B. Mitch is going with the Clippers, -4.5 against the Jazz. That is also minus 110. Dumb the Stallion. He's taking the Bucks money line +120. So this is actually where we lose the parlay because that's not going to hit. No chance. Amit is taking the Mets money line against the Padres -174.
How the hell did Amit land on the Mets against the Padres?
Who knows what he does?
Hey, he researches.
He researches. Cody was going to take the Brewers run line against the Pirates, but then his guy. Told him not to do that, so he's instead taking the over 7.5 in the O's-Rays game, and that is minus 118. And then I am taking something that doesn't actually happen over the weekend. It's going to take place on Monday morning. I'm taking Scotland over the Czech Republic in Euro 2020.
Are you really doing that?
I'm really doing
soccer?
That. Yeah.
What is the... I feel like the Czechs are probably favored.
Barely, but I'm taking the Scots...
In honor of my
he's
father?
Taking your, he's taking your family, man.
Yeah.
You ought to be happy about that.
How did you arrive on that decision, Landfill? I'll be rooting for the Scots with you.
He flipped the coin.
Well, Scotland is playing the Czech Republic at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday, so we'll be able to watch it live on the show for potentially several $1,000s.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, in reality, not, because Dum Dum the Stallion's going to blow it.
All right, so how much? B-Mitch, you're putting 20 on this plus my 5?
Yeah. How are we doing it?
So I'm sure Amit will match you. So that's $50.
And I'll throw 10.
I will throw $1.
That is so boring.
You're going to get paid based off of that $1.
I'm aware of the $1 payment.
So wait. So I guess we're at 62 somehow, although I think JP screwed the math up there. 20 from BMH, 20 from Amit. That's 40.
They're doing 25.
Plus
dude.
5.
That's, oh, okay. So it's 20 and 20 plus 5.
Yeah, so that's 45.
45.
And then JP, you and I are each putting $1 on it. So that's 47. Cody, what are you putting on?
10.
57.
What about Stallion?
Who knows what Dum Dum's putting on it, but our $57 is going to be $3,422.
Big money, man. This could be the week. This could be the week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Stay tuned. Grant and Danny coming on next. 106.7 The Fan. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, B. Mitch owes you some cheese pizza.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.